tell us what you guys are up to right now, Rani.
Yes, well, we're Hot Inspirations and we do an old-fashioned cabaret show. Some people have said it's vaudeville-like. So it's entertaining. We engage the audience as well. It's like coming to a party. There's gorgeous costumes. We change a lot, so there's a lot of colour. And there's song, dance, instrumental. And one woman said, I've never laughed so much.
Now, is it the two of you or the three of you?
It's the two of us this time.
Two of us this one,
yes.
Yeah, which is absolutely funny.
Joy Darmody and myself, Rana Jewell.
Lovely, lovely. Now, the fact that there's two of them, don't let that put you off in any way, shape or form, because both ladies are pretty professional at just about anything, isn't it? I mean, you just about do everything.
We do the whole
you
lot.
You sing, dance, play the instruments.
Yeah, yes.
And make sure you have a good time.
And give you a good laugh as well.
Yes. Yeah. And the eye candy situation is quite wonderful because the costumes are magic. They're just beautiful, Rani.
Yes, some people say they would come just to see the costumes.
Just to see the costumes. And I mean, you have so many changes. People get to see lots of costumes, so you don't get stuck with just one in particular. Rani, this is happening this Saturday, the 9th of November.
Yes, at the Deception Bay Club.
Yep.
It was the Bowls Club. It's now the Deception Bay Club. The Darts Club members meet there.
Okay. What address is that, Lum?
It's the corner of Bailey Road and Bayview Terrace.
Good one. Okay. So anybody that pops that into their GPS or whatever, their phone, they'll get it. But, Rani, this Saturday, you're doing this for the QCWA Rural Fire Fund, aren't you?
Rural Crisis Fund.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's... So money, a portion of the money paid for the ticket is going toward that?
Yes, the tickets are $15 and we give $5 from each ticket towards the QCWA Rural Crisis Fund. And we also run raffles and all of the raffle money goes to the QCWA as well. And it's for farmers because I was raised on a sugarcane farm in the Mackay-Serena region. And Joy has been around horses all her life, so we understand animals and agriculture and the weather events that farmers have to live with, and it's just in our hearts to help them.
Well, you've got that affinity with them, so it's just there, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
I'm just looking, you know, this is not the only community group that you support. You support quite a few of them, don't you, in clubs?
Yes, we have over the years, and our cumulative donations so far are over $7,000.
Which is lovely, and this is two women out there that are over 40 and don't mind having a damn fine time. But the wonderful thing, Rani, is that, as you said, you get the audience involved.
Yes.
And everybody goes out of there tapping their feet, don't they?
They do.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah,
you walk out feeling good.
It's your party and we try to make it as fun as possible.
Yeah.
And as you get older, it's harder to get out the door, you know, to go and have a shower, put some clothes on and get out the door after 5 p.m. So I encourage you to, you know, if you don't use it or lose it, so get up this Saturday night and come over to the club. The meals start at 5:30,
okay,
and the show kicks off at 6:45.
There you go. So it's not going to be a late night anyway, but just go, and who knows what it might turn into.
Yes, it's a two-hour show with interval.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So it'll all be over by about 9 o'clock at the latest, maybe earlier.
Tucked up in bed by 9:30, but you probably won't be. You know, you'll want to hang around and keep dancing, and that's the beauty of it. Because this woman says that she never laughed so much. Actually, when I saw you perform, Rani, I actually chuckled a little bit, but my mouth was open most of the time. Like, oh my goodness, look at these girls! I mean, you're stunned with what you can do. So while I don't know that I laughed lots, I know that I certainly enjoyed it immensely. And, I can read these little notes that people have sort of left with you, letting you know how well they like their show. The Egyptian ballet dancing, you still do that, don't you?
I do, yes.
My goodness.
And I was in this hot pink Egyptian costume when Joy first met me. Because she made the costumes. It was her original idea to do this cabaret as she got older. And she made the costumes first. That's how committed she was to the idea. And then she had to go around Brisbane finding people to fit
them. Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful
Unfortunately,
woman.
Unfortunately, I did.
Yes, yes, because it helps to be beautiful and slim. But then it's the dancing and the attitude and everything else that keeps you that way, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. We laugh at ourselves as well because we're, you know, older girls dressing up in these costumes. So it's fun for us and it keeps us fit and healthy.
Absolutely.
You know, the joints get a bit sore from it, but we keep using
them. Keep moving. It's wonderful. Rani, all the best for Saturday night. And listeners, I'll just give that to you again. It's this Saturday night at the Deception Bay Club, and it used to be the Bowls Club, and that's the corner of Bayview Terrace and Bailey Road, Deception Bay. $15, and some of that money goes off to the QCWA Rural Crisis Fund. And, of course, our farmers need every little bit of help that they can get. Rani, thank you so much for coming in and also for dressing up so beautifully to come in. Just wish we could show our listeners, but I'm sure they can pick it up in your voice.
I thought, I'm seeing Rosemary today. What am I going to wear?
Love it. Absolutely love it.